With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Primary day in New Hampshire. Nearly every top Republican has lined up now behind Donald Trump. Polls in the state suggesting he has a large lead over Nikki Haley, who's the last major challenger standing in his way. Haley, though, says she's not giving up.
We can either do the old thing that we've always done and live in that chaos world that we've had, or we can go forward with no drama, no vendettas, and some results for the American people.
At a campaign stop in Manchester, Haley says the low turnout in Iowa does not mean Donald Trump has won the crown.
America doesn't do coronations. He had 56,000 votes out of 3 million in Iowa. That's less than 1.5% of one state. I don't think we have a coronation just because somebody did that.
And a victory for Haley just a couple of hours ago. She tossed a shutout in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, in very early voting. She nabbed all 6 votes that were cast. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate's top Republican Mitch McConnell is urging his party to vote for the foreign aid compromise that is likely to hit the Senate floor sometime this week. Bob Agnew has more on that story.
McConnell says the outcome of the bill will answer one major fundamental question.
Will we act to secure America's sovereign borders and help our friends fighting for theirs?
The time to answer will come if, as expected, the compromise bill hits the Senate floor later this week.
And we need to answer in the affirmative.
But the bill has little chance of passing in the House, where conservatives, including Speaker Mike Johnson, say it falls well short of steps they say are needed to secure the southern border. Bob Agnew reported.
And this is SRN News. Well, a pair of pro-life victories in the House.
The Republican majority chamber has passed the Supporting Pregnant and Parenting Women and Families Act and the Pregnant Students' Rights Act. The first measure ensures that pro-life pregnancy centers are eligible for federal funds, while the second ensures that pregnant college students have access to pro-life options. Those two bills face an uncertain future in the Senate, though, where Democrats have a slim majority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern calling for a congressional hearing into the Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off of its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular, in most cases, especially those two countries, persecution of Christians and other minorities. This is SRN News. Some Georgia lawmakers looking for ways to provide relief from property taxes. Here's John Scott.
The proposals are coming as increases in home values have caused taxes to rise. Republican House Speaker John Burns proposes doubling the state's homestead tax exemption. That likely would cut tax bills by nearly $100 million statewide. Georgia is far from the only state where lawmakers are reacting to voter discontent over higher levies. But some in Georgia communities that already have value caps say they create inequities. John Scott reporting.
Japanese automaker that cheated on safety tests for decades says it does not expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon. Japanese government ordering a subsidiary of Toyota to halt production of its entire lineup. Daihatsu Motor Company skipped mandatory safety tests for many years. More details at SRNnews.com.